Imagine the perfect mixture of athletics, spectacle, and speed. High lie.
This is from an episode of Mad Men.
High lie is like handball, only you fling the ball and catch the ball with this basket thing.
It's more complicated than that. And dangerous.
The way high lie attendance is growing, in 7 years, it'll eclipse baseball.
And it really was like that. In the 1950s, high lie was set to be the next big thing, and Miami was at the center of it all.
The court, or fronton as it's called, was known as the Yankee Stadium of high lie.
This is the place to be. If you're anybody, you came here.
Gene Telez is director of security at the arena. He also worked there back in the 70s.
You had to wait in line outside to get in, okay? That's how big it was. You had to wait outside.
It used to get so loud in the stadium that you couldn't even hear the ball. Now, the sound of that pelota hitting the wall at 180 miles per hour echoes throughout the empty arena.
I really, you know, get depressed.
Bartender Manny Rodriguez has worked here for 35 years, half his life. A lot of his old friends are from this place.
So they call me and say, Manny, you still high alive?
He remembers the old five-star restaurant overlooking the arena.
I used to have 23 waiters and waitresses, 12 bus boys, 6 cocktail waitresses, 6 bartenders. I used to be the maitre d'. It was really exciting.
That restaurant is now closed. The chairs are stacked on top of booths where celebrities like Sylvester Stallone, Frank Sinatra, and Gloria Estefan once ordered steak dinners.
People knew what is halaya on the contrary of now. For example, you say halaya, what is it?
Daniel Michelena came from France to play halaya in Miami. He won a world championship and 10 triple crowns. Now he's a manager at the arena.
He says Miami halaya had the best fronton in the world. On the biggest nights, says Michelena, the betting handle got up to $1 million. Today, he says, it tops out at around 60,000. In the late 80s and early 90s, Miami got the Heat, the Marlins, the Panthers, and the Florida Lottery. And high lie lost its hold.
There were darker factors, too. Two of high lie's former executives were violently murdered in connection with Boston mobster Whitey Bulger. The neighborhood became more violent as bands of robbers began targeting tourists in rental cars. Now, maintaining high lie matches brings a loss of $1 million a year.
But having high lie there allows the company to operate a casino, which opened 2 years ago, and brings in $1 million a week.
Going from the new casino to the high lie fronton feels like walking through a time warp. Daniel Michelena, the former world champion, who's been at the arena since the glory days, feels lucky to have been part of it.
You know, sometimes we think that it's a shame that the sport died, but also it was a kind of an opportunity, and it was it's amazing that it lasted also so long.
I'm Patience Hagen.
And I'm Gustavo Solis in Miami.